We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, it's been Heartbreak Hotel so far for the Phils. I mean, really disappointing. 5-8 out of the gate. And yet the Flyers, of course, are the North Pole to the Philly South Pole, because the Flyers are a totally different story. A lot to talk to the King, Howard Eskin, about today. And we'll do so on the Swartz Cullerton guest line, as always. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. Howard is brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Now fully open, CDC compliant. They have been for a while. You can enjoy all the sports action on one of their 16 big-screen TVs with plenty of space. And for the menu, you go to FWOT.com. That's FWOT.com. And, of course, a wonderful spot for takeout food to enjoy all of the games that are going on these days. Grab some food and be ready to watch or listen. The King, Howard Eskin. How are you, Howard?
I am just terrific. Just got in from my morning walk. And I could use a wing, but I want to put it in John Johnson's mouth.
Oh, no.
I don't
not nice.
Have to hear some of the things that come out. Normally, John, it's easy to bury Joe. But I'm going to get on you for some of the things you said this morning, too.
We'll take it out of the gate. Go ahead, Howard.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. When you said John Middleton has an iron fist, and basically, if I heard you correctly, he's told Joe Girardi to not get involved with personnel, not do anything, just manage the team. John Middleton does not have an iron fist. He owns the team. And as far as the luxury tax, he gives every one of his people the authority to do what they are supposed to do in their job titles. And if Matt Klentak comes to him with a player and he says, I think this is a game changer for us, and I think we should go over the luxury tax, John Middleton would do it.
Why hasn't it
money
happened?
Is
why
no ha- issue. Money's ha- no issue.
Why
to him.
Hasn't it happened, Howard?
Who's the game changer?
Well, I mean, it could have been any number of people in the offseason. No,
the best catcher in baseball?
Well, yeah, he's
wait
one
minute,
of them.
They still have him.
I don't know.
They're going to have him.
Bullpen pitchers? Any of them? Dellin Betances? Blake Treinen? Like all the guys who signed this offseason who are really good bullpen pitchers
exactly.
Who could have made this team way better?
Well, but they. Here's the point. Matt Klentak wouldn't tell John Middleton, and I don't think one pitcher is – you needed multiple pitchers – were game changers because
were they improved? They're improvers, Howard.
Yeah, but he gave Matt Klentak is going to bury himself with his job, and if Matt Klentak again, Matt Klentak didn't tell him that it's not John Middleton's job to scout players. It's the people he has in those positions, and if Matt Klentak didn't think that those players were the difference in this team. Winning a championship.
That's too hard a standard. Howard, here's the problem with that.
But that's not what he does.
No, but Howard,
money is not an issue. Don't you understand? This guy's a billionaire.
I don't understand that because they're not at the luxury. Like, see, Howard, here's the thing. This almost reminds me of McPhail last year. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. Here's my issue with it. Like, yes, if a team is in a usual baseball standard of 162-game season, a 100-type win team, I understand there's a go-for-it there. You have a shot to win a title now. 0-4 Eagles, a different thing, cap the whole deal. But, hey, let's get T.O., let's get Yvonne Kurse on the cusp, you know, more pushes over the top. I get that premise. But there's also something, if you're 500, to try not to leapfrog all the way to 100 wins, you just got to get to, like, 90 wins, 92 wins, you know, what they call making the playoffs.
Well, you know, making the playoffs doesn't get you a World Series. It's about a World Championship.
You cannot win a World Series without making the playoffs.
But John Middleton doesn't make those decisions. He puts it in the hands. That's why Ruben Amaro got fired, and it's results.
Well, all the more reason then why Joe Girardi has to be stronger with Matt Klintak to say, this is what I need.
Okay, what manager in baseball gets involved in, I mean, that says, this is my demand, this is what I want? Bruce Bochy won world championships with the San Francisco Giants. Did he get involved in the personnel of,
I have no idea. I just
well,
know
I
this.
Do.
But
I do.
Howard, I knew, let me back it up. I wanted, and I believe this statement could be made by millions of Phillies fans, I wanted Joe Girardi to be more than just a manager. I needed him to come in here to look at an organization that hadn't been in the playoffs since 2011 and say, hey, Matt, hey, John, in all due respect, I know how to do this. Let's do it, and I'm going to show us how to do it.
The manager is not the general manager. That's not the way it works in baseball. And there's no manager. I can't think of a manager in baseball right now that has that impact. He does his job.
It's not going to be last soon.
Let me just finish this.
Go ahead.
What I think Girardi's doing is he's sitting back. He's letting Matt do his job, and in the end, if Matt Klintak doesn't do his job, he won't be here. So Joe Girardi has just got to do what he does, and I think he's a little too politically correct in some of his responses. I get it, but he's the manager. Managers, I don't think win games for teams. I only think they lose them, and that's what Gabe Kapler did with the Phillies. He lost them. He didn't win them.
Thursdays.
Joe Girardi is a very good manager. Yep. However, he's not the guy that gets involved. He makes decisions with the lineup, who comes in, he has his opinions, but Matt Klintak is the guy that does the job. And if he doesn't, then John Middleton's got to get rid of him.
Right.
And it's that simple.
Thursdays with the King with Howard here. Howard, let's hop topics. We got a lot to hit. Carter Hart, I believe he's the best player in Philadelphia sports. Agree? You're talking Wentz, Embiid, Simmons, Harper, Realmuto, Giroux. Carter Hart's number one.
I would not yet. Not after one playoff win. Not after one playoff win. I can't do that after one playoff win.
But sometimes even a young guy is. Like Mike Tyson was the best. He was 20, 21, 22. He was the best.
He and the quarterback are the most important to their teams. Bryce Harper is really, when you say athlete, Bryce Harper is an amazing athlete.
Player.
Player. He's very, very, very good. But I think the quarterback and the goaltender are the players that win games for their teams. And Carter Hart, I still would probably lean to Carson Wentz because a quarterback is really, I mean, that's the whole thing. He's up there, but he's got an early sampling. He's terrific right now. He's won one playoff game, regardless of this nonsense that the NHL puts out, that he's won, three or whatever it is. That other thing was just bogus,
totally.
These seeding things.
Yep.
But it's still too early to take that leap yet. But he's terrific. He's a terrific player. And he absolutely could be a game changer. I don't think it's a Stanley Cup this year. I think they're going to get close. But he is a game changer.
Howard, I get it. As much as we're talking hockey, I got to go basketball with you at the same time.
Oh, I can't wait to do this.
Oh, here
with
we
you.
Go.
Your boys suck. How's that? They suck.
Well, they're not my boys. I just cover the team, Howard. But listen, let me.
You defended Benjamin for so long.
That's
He's
right.
A
I did.
Well, He's a fraud. He's a fraud. He's got no position.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you about because you made the statement both on the air and on social media that you believe the Sixers can be better without Ben Simmons. Do you still feel that way?
Yes, because he's not a point guard, and we found that out. It took 3 years, and that's a mistake. Point forward, whatever you want to call it. Now he's got to cover people that are his size, and that's a difference. Everybody in the NBA now can run the floor. I mean, big guys, centers run the floor. So I don't want to hear about him running the floor. And passing, I can find you three guys that are better, at least three, just off the top of my head, that are better passers. He can't, in that position, he's not a scorer. He's not a rebounder. I don't know what he is at forward. I think he's lost. He is not, does not fit with this team. And the China doll, Joel Embiid, can't play with him. He is a China doll. You know what? He bailed out yesterday because he had five turnovers in a short period of time. That's why he bailed. He is a China doll. So I don't know what you do, but they've got to make a lot of changes. But if I had to choose one, and here's one of the reasons, I would trade Ben Simmons because you'll get more for him because the China doll is always going to be hurt.
All right, Howard, I got a question for you about the Birds.
Okay.
Because the Sixers thing, look, they're going
to... To answer one of your life advice questions, yeah. Roll that by you, too.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Well, okay, and then we can get to the Birds. When you were asked about what a player can do, you know, because he's missing something in his life, just take the advice of Gabe Kapler, coconut oil.
Oh, God. Oh,
Howard, the kids.
Wait a minute. I just said coconut oil.
Howard, the kids are home from school right now. Okay?
They don't even know what I'm
talking
about.
It's a family show, Howard.
They don't even know what I'm talking about.
All right. Howard, you're a bad person. Howard, let me ask you a question about a question that you asked Doug Peterson. All right? Now, I'm a big Doug Peterson fan. Anyone listening to the show? Yeah, I know you are. And Doug Peterson has done a great job with the Eagles. He once in a while uses a phrase. It's kind of ridiculous. He likes to refer to practicing when they practice on the grass as grass time, you know, when they practice on the fields.
Yep.
Now, I've pointed out before the absurdity of that. And you, because he leans in that direction a lot, you yesterday, you're now in this mimicking mode because you asked a question to Doug Peterson this week that was phrased this way. By missing a lot of the OTAs, you were out for a while, less grass time. How do you catch up, both you as a head coach and as the team? Now, why do you have to mimic the ridiculous term grass time that the head coach
Because, has? I mean, I'm referencing his reference. So just to keep it on the same level, I call it on the practice field.
Call it
practice field.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I would call it.
Thank you. Because James knows I don't like the grass time thing.
And I'm not big on it either.
Well,
I used it because it was Doug Peterson, the way Doug Peterson described.
Called pandering, Howard. Come on.
I'm not pandering. I just used it. But the question was, then he told me, and I respect Doug, well, we've had our OTAs. No, you haven't, just because you've been the rookies have been there for 2 weeks. But I just used it because he uses the reference of grass time. I never call it grass time. I call it on the practice field.
I'm playing.
And you know what? Actual practice, not just standing around and doing walkthroughs. Yeah. That it's actual practice. But I wasn't pandering. I don't pander. Angelo might do that sometimes.
Oh, you had to go there.
I didn't go where? I wasn't sure. Joe was talking to
Howard, assuming that the NFL season starts on time and we'll go from there. I'm expecting a high number of hamstring and injuries of varying degrees around that because guys simply aren't prepping the way they would in the years past. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a very good point, John. See, you saved yourself a little bit. Very good point because they haven't had all the OTAs. They haven't had – just working out in a weight room doesn't do the same thing. And I think there's medical people that I've talked to all over that say that could be an issue and there could be more injuries because they're just not in the same – they're programmed. These athletes are programmed, and this year it's not the same program, so I think there could be more injuries, and I think there's going to be more penalties. I don't know how you can make up for all that time, and no preseason games actually helps them because the starters don't play much in the preseason games anyway, so it's more grass time.
All right, Howard, go take a walk, man. Get out of here.
I always do, and I know that you guys will carry on. And, John, I had to get on you about your team because they do suck.
Right. It's a shame. I know. They're dead in the water.
All right, 94WIP.com/Howard to donate to Howard's phenomenal cause.
I'm trying. I'm over 12,000 now. I'm trying to get to 20,000, so I need people's help to donate. And I really do thank them, and I appreciate it.
Of course. And, again, the website is 94WIP.com. /Howard to donate for Howard's walk and all he's doing trying to raise money. Great job, Howard.
Yeah, for the doggies and for Phil Abundance.
There you go. Thanks, Howard.
All right, take care.
All right, there he is. We got some breaking news. Some 94 WIP breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. You can go listen at Radio.com/ Dell. James Seltzer, what do we have?
Yes. Megan Montemore, the first with it. All the Phillies beats have confirmed. The Phillies have called up prospect Alec Baum. bomb. Sources tell The Athletic the team has not confirmed it, but all the beats.
How about that?
That's nice.
By the way, I can tell from James's voice, he's very
excited. Absolutely, I'm excited.
This was one of the two prospects everybody was clinging to see if they could be a future piece.
All right, coming up, we address what it means. Who plays less? Who plays where? You got a lot of moving parts there. You got a Seguri, you got a Kingery, you got a center field situation, you got multiple guys that can play multiple spots. How does Baum fit into it all? And by the way, Reese Hoskins, who struggled at first, you got like 10 different variations of how this lineup could look. Who plays? We'll get into that up ahead next. We'll rock all your calls as well. Again, Alec Baum to the Phils. Now for the big league club for the, you would presume, the final, you know, 45 or so games, whatever it is left. Jody Cameron, John Johnson, he's in for Richie today. Alec Baum, a Phil, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.